Street, Paul. The County of St. Paul Council discussed administration's request to put the county on a build list to replace three fire pumper trucks used in Elk Point, Malag, and St. Paul, during the regular county council meeting on October 10. According to information presented to council, the trucks will cost $800,000 each, for a total of $2.4 million. Delivery time for the trucks is approximately 3 years. Awarding the tender for the building of the fire trucks would require a 10% deposit to hold the spot, and a further 30% of the funds will be required to pay for the chassis once it arrives to the vendor. The remaining balance will be due upon delivery of the units to the county. According to Sow Sheila Kitts, there is currently enough money in the county's reserves to cover the deposit. But we would also need to be putting more money into reserves starting in 2024, explained Kitts. The county's annual contribution to the fire equipment reserve is $163,000, and currently there is $1 million set aside. Administration recommended council budget a contribution of $500,000 to the fire equipment reserve for 2024, 2025, and 2026. County Dale Hedrick was concerned that ordering all three trucks at once might not be a smart thing to do, because when all three trucks reach their end of life, the county would need to worry about replacing three trucks at the same time once again. Hedrick asked about the reasoning to tender three trucks at the same time. In response, Director of Community Services Jason Stork recommended that perhaps the tender could be worked out in a way that the three trucks would not be delivered at the same time. Younghens made a motion to tender the three trucks, specifying in the tender documents that the county might not take all three trucks all at once. The motion was carried. Count. Maxine Fodness also made a motion to defer the decision of contributing $500,000 to the fire equipment reserve, so the discussion could take place at an upcoming budget meeting. The motion was carried. Count. Kevin Wursta also commented on the possibility of sending a resolution forward to the province, seeing that Alberta is the only province that does not support and finance any of their fire equipment, when compared to the rest of the country.